Episode 33, Recommendation Responses 390 through 765. Response 390. Disbelief that one is worthy, that one is really loved by God, and believing one has to choose between parents and God when most families are broken. Response 391. All of the above. Response 392. Mandate how to receive Eucharist reverently while teaching why. Response 393. All of the above. Response 394. All of the above. Plus, emphasize the need for confession and being in a state of grace before receiving the Eucharist. Response 395. All of the above. Response 396. All the above. Response 397. All of the above. Response 398. Preserve and increase the traditional Latin Mass. All of these recommendations are important, but are so interconnected that I cannot choose one of these to be the top priority. In the TLM, by virtue of the rubrics for the liturgy, there is already a sense of greater reverence for our Eucharistic Lord, much better catechesis, communion on the tongue while kneeling, no one but the priest handling the sacred species, and more silence that would allow for my prayer. In summary, restoring the ancient liturgy and normalizing it again will result in a greater, if not, full, belief in the real presence. Response 399. I am presently a member of a parish with 6 days of confession before Holy Mass, but I think priests should emphasize confession and receiving Holy Communion in the state of grace and genuflecting or bowing in reverence before receiving. And thanksgiving after Holy Communion. Response 400. All of the above. You cannot separate the issues. Response 401. Both increased catechizes and increased Eucharistic events, they go hand in hand. Response 402. All the above. Especially receiving communion in the tongue, and not giving communion to public figures who are outspoken against church teachings. Response 403. All of these are necessary. When I was raised in the Latin Mass and I miss it. Response 404. All of the above. Response 405. None of the above will bring people back to the church. Returning to Vatican I will absolutely not bring people back to the church. Encourage acceptance and forgiveness like Jesus taught. Prosecute abusers and pay the victims. Response 406. Catechesis on the existence, nature, qualities of God that can be known by simple philosophy that even children can comprehend, in use of 21st century science to debunk the evolutionary origins belief they get from school and the culture. Response 407. Kneeling for Eucharist and Mass ad orientem. Response 408. I can't choose, all are needed desperately. Response 410. All of the above are equally important to get back to sacred tradition. Response 411. Provide opportunities to help lay people learn more about their faith and how to apply it personally. Response 412. All of the above. Response 413. All of the above. Response 414. All the above. Response 415. All of the above, especially catechized the faithful, e.g., transubstantiation, worthy reception, etc. Response 416. All of the above. Response 417. Catechize the faithful of its importance. Response 418. Even more than catechized the faithful. Teach reverence. Share real experiences in your homilies. Response 419. Increase the faith of the celebrants. Response 420. Teach about fragments of the Eucharist lost in most parishes due to reception in the hand. Teach about how to stop that desecration. Response 421. Ensure that they ordain only priests actually believe in the Catholic faith. Response 422. withhold the Eucharist from public officials who blatantly reject the Catholic teaching, eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, more respect in church and during Mass, silence, no cleavage, modest dress, increase fasting time, parents of noisy-slash-crying-slash-distracting children to be respectful of the sacrifice at which they are present, respectful of the priest and parishioners. Response 423. Promote and teach the traditional Latin Mass, all other above topics will naturally follow. Response 424. Offer traditional Latin Mass exclusively in all parishes and abandon post-conciliar sacraments. Response 425. All of the above, duh. Response 426. Act like Catholic bishops instead of corporate managers. Response 427. Denounce LGBTQ and woke beliefs in front of Gen X. Educate Gen X that Jesus Christ is more important than inclusion. Response 428. Ordain many more priests, defeat clericalism. Your questions are poorly worded, with a presumption that you assume and set the questions up from that presumption. Response 429. Eliminate lay distributors, encourage kneeling and on the tongue. Catechize about the real presence. Response 430. Bring back the communion rails and eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Response 431. All the above need to be implemented because they all lead to this mess. Response 432. Evangelize people in this culture, especially cradle Catholics. Response 433. Bring back the Mass as a reverent sacrifice, i.e. the priest should be facing the Eucharist, not the faithful. Only the priest can administer the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling, no female servers, modest dress, catechize the faithful, etc. Response 434. Only offer the Tridentine Mass exclusively. Response 435. Celebrate the traditional Latin Mass with beautiful music as much as possible. Response 436. Education from the womb to the tomb. Response 437. All of the above. Response 438. Eliminate extraordinary ministers, receiving Holy Communion kneeling on the tongue, modesty back in Mass, education on receiving in a state of grace. Response 439. I can't choose only one option. All of these measures need to be taken to increase belief in the real presence. Reverence is greatly lacking. It won't be until we show people how serious Holy Communion is, will people take it seriously. Response 440. All the above. Response 441. Offering the traditional Latin Mass brings reverence to the Eucharist, offer the traditional Mass more frequently. Response 442. I would combine all of the above suggestions along with a belief in the foundation of our faith, which is, by His Word, Logos, God created everything supernaturally as stated in the Creed we recite every Sunday and as clearly taught in the Catechism of the Council of Trent. Otherwise you have the absurd, among many more absurdities which are unreconcilable with a true and clear understanding of our beautiful and holy Catholic faith. Response 443. Eliminate extraordinary ministers and also encourage reception of the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. Response 444. All of the above. Response 445. All of the above. Response 446. Challenge schismatics undermining church authority. Response 447. All of the above. Response 448. I have moved to parishes to find a priest that will administer the Eucharist to me on my tongue. Response 449. Encourage ad-oriented celebration of the Mass to open the circle and orient the liturgy to the transcendent. Response 450. All of above is needed. Response 451. All of the answers. Response 452. People need to understand why we believe what we profess. This is the basis for joyful communion with all we hold dear. Even the gift of mystery in our faith is helpful in acceptance of the Catholic faith. Response 453. Again, make the Eucharist relevant to the people. Why does it matter? How does it help them personally move through probably the wildest and fastest moving period of history? Talk about Eucharistic miracles, and relate them to science. There's stuff out there. It's going to take different kinds of witness to different kinds of people. The methods that may have traditionally worked for 500 years no longer work now. Get used to it. Response 454. Receive host on tongue only, emphasize more reverence, i.e. returning some Latin to Mass. Response 455. All of the above. Response 456. Priests, stop rushing through the words of consecration, but be more reverent and deliberate. If priests treat the Eucharist sloppily, so will the people. Response 457. Be shepherds and not dicks. Response 458. There is not just one thing that will improve people's belief. There has been a general stripping off everything promoting belief in the real presence. If they want to know how to restore belief in the real presence, they need to look at the parishes that are overflowing with young families. Sacred music, Ad Orientem, communion rails, Latin prayers, Eucharistic processions, 24/7 adoration. Response 459. Education of the faithful on living a life Catholic discipleship that is joyful. Response 460. Preach the gospel by leading holy lives. Response 461. All of the above. Response 462. All of the above. Response 463. All the above. Response 464. Live out the Church's teachings, stop being concerned with legal liability and love the poor and vulnerable. Response 465. All of the above. Response 466. None of the above is remotely helpful. Response 467. Increase education on worthy reception of the Eucharist, focusing on confession, prayer outside of the Holy Mass, etc. Many are ignorant they live in a state of mortal sin. Response 468. Come up with something other than archaic transubstantiation. Response 469. All of the above. Response 470. This is where your survey goes terribly wrong. You only let us pick one answer. In truth, I would answer the last question, all of the above. So I feel your survey is worthless. Response 471. One thing won't work. It must be a combination of things encouraging reverence. Response 472. Catechizing the faithful and more Eucharistic events. Praise and worship adoration. Response 473. All the above. Response 474. Bring back the Latin Mass. Response 475. Develop personal relationship with Jesus that makes it clear that He is really present. Be Christ to others and stop squabbling amongst ourselves. Response 476. Receiving on tongue kneeling from a priest or deacon. Response 477. All the above. Response 478. Receive on tongue, and absolutely no women on the altar at all. No Eucharistic ministers, this from a former female Eucharistic minister. Response 479. All of the above. Number one recommendation is to simply be unapologetically and integrally Catholic as our forebears were. This fundamental decision simply to serve and glorify God above all else is what's required, no more and no less, and it's all-encompassing. No one measure above, in isolation, will solve the current Eucharistic crisis. If I absolutely had to choose one, it would be to restore reception of the Eucharist to kneeling and in the tongue exclusively and outlawing communion in the hand. Response 480. Allow Holy Mass to be said at the high altars. Not allowed in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Response 481. All the above. Response 482. All of the above are necessary if we are going to be successful. Response 483. Sacred music, Gregorian chant, along with reception on the tongue / encouraging greater reverence toward the Eucharist. Response 484. Continue to pray to Saint Michael for soul of the Church. Response 485. Focus on the fact that there is no community within the Church and you're losing young families and young people who don't feel that the Church cares or notices them. Response 486. Reverence to the Eucharist, but in how the priest holds it and celebrates Mass in addition, piety in communion line, communion music, silence after, prayerfully coming and going from the sanctuary. Response 487. All of the above. Response 488. All of the above. Response 489. Politicians who do not support the right to life should, Biden, not be allowed the Eucharist. Response 490. Eliminate extraordinarily ministers, communion kneeling and on the tongue. Response 491. Catechize the faithful and withhold the Eucharist from Catholics who publicly reject Catholic teachings, not limit it to public officials. Response 492. It starts with competent, impactful catechesis, but it must go hand in hand with actions during Mass that prove we really believe the teaching. This is a good opportunity for the bishops to use the positive deviance methodology that fed so many starving children in Vietnam, to best identify what those actions are in existing parishes across all rites, including but not limited to Trad Latin, Standard, and the Eastern rites. Response 493. Restore the traditional Latin Mass to all altars. Response 494. Maintain the Tridentine Mass where the faithful wish it. Response 495. Eucharistic miracles must be talked about and published far and wide. Response 496. Greater liturgical reverence and piety by the priest and servers. Response 497. Eliminate Eucharistic ministers and only receive while kneeling on the tongue unless medically / physically unable to. Response 498. Please help us survive the many scandals and dangers that are threatening the Church from within. Then please teach us about transubstantiation and worthy reception. Response 499. I think they are all important. Response 500. Priests who passionately believe in the real presence. And in times when these priests may have difficulty in believing, they know how to be deeply reverent toward the Eucharist anyway. With that, nearly everything else will fall in line. And the converse holds as well. Response 501. Promotion of traditional liturgy. Response 502. Stop asking for money. Response 503. Expanding the Latin Mass will solve all the issues listed. Response 504. All of the above. Response 505. This is tough because all of these are good suggestions, but I think receiving Eucharist on the tongue kneeling is the best. Response 506. Live joy-filled lives that show impact of Eucharistic presence to all we encounter. Response 507. Better catechesis, but also opportunities to encounter Christ. Response 508. Priests working to catechize the faithful and also praying for the conversion and personal holiness of the members of the parish. Having the priests more involved in ministries and activities with youth and having religious involved as well. Better catechesis for families through some kind of ministry and outreach. Response 509. C.C. Letty, more reverence priest facing the East elected officials and not receiving communion they believe in abortion. Encourage receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling from the priest. Response 511. Stop abusing children, stop taking people's money, Stop believing in fairy tales, get a real job. Response 512. All of Thiessen should be done. Response 513. Ad orientem. Response 514. All of these. Number 6 is least important. Number 5 would be good. But 1 to 4 are necessary. Response 515. Put back altar rails and encourage communion kneeling and on tongue. That keeps altar as a holy place. Holy of Holies. Response 516. Go back to the TLM and emphasize the sacrifice taking place at the altar. Response 517. With the elimination of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, I think both need to happen together. Response 518. I think it is equally important to catechize the faithful of all ages, and for priests and other clergy to set examples and encourage greater reverence. Response 519. Educate receiving Jesus worthily, deny Holy Communion to known rejections of the faith, especially the Holy Eucharist. Response 520. Public repentance to how they have destroyed the faith. Response 521. The priest needs to walk among the people more and stop running a business. Be real. Be at hospital beds and at real-life events to help the faithful know they are loved. The lost sheep need shepherds that care. Response 522. All of the above needs serious attention if one is to believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Response 523. Allowing the TLM everywhere would encompass all these great suggestions. Response 524. How about holy silence? Response 525. Bring back the Mass codified by Pius V with the rubrics and practices and standards with it. Response 526. Have the traditional Latin Mass available everywhere. Everything else on the list above will follow and more. Response 527. A well-catechized congregation should bring all the others to fruition. Response 528. Everyone should be more reverent when receiving our Lord on their knees and on their tongue. More reverence for the sacrifice of the Mass. Response 529. I could not answer question number 15 correctly because I have not attended a novice Ordo Mass. Response 530. Do not allow men with homosexual proclivities to become priests, and laicize the current ones who are. Response 531. I tried to choose just one, but I believe all those options are very important and need to be done simultaneously. Response 532. Unification with Christ through redemptive suffering. Response 533. All of above. Response 534. Abandonment of the novice ordo entirely because it divides the faithful and undermines the essential nature and value of tradition. Response 535. The clergy at all levels need to believe in the real presence and act and talk as if they do, and get back to supporting what the Church has taught, stop the confusion. Response 536. All the above. Especially receive kneeling / on the tongue. Response 537. All of the above are of the utmost importance. All of them need to be reinstated across the board. Response 538. Offer Mass facing liturgical east. Response 539. All of the above. Response 540. All of the above. Be brave. Speak up for the faith. Response 541. More adoration. Response 542. Bishops are too mundane and lack of sanctity. Response 543. Catechize the church community in the richness of our faith. Response 544. My number one recommendation is catechize and all the above. On the previous question you asked how often I attend the TLM. The option wasn't given, but I attend weekly, but during the week there is no option to attend the TLM, so I attend the Novice Ordo. Response 545. In the free market of grace, the church will see the good fruits and leave the Novice Ordo Missi behind, accomplishing all of the goals above. Response 548. Homily that regularly emphasizes the sanctity of life and the importance evil of abortion. Not heard enough. Response 549. Replace the CCD model of catechesis. It does not work. Response 550. None of these matter if people don't even know it's Jesus. My cradle Catholic husband went to Catholic elementary, high school, college and medical school and still hadn't understood it, because as an entirety, as a church, we don't convey that even to children. Catechesis has to be continual in all we do, not just the occasional class. Our visual messaging is completely confused. We have an extremely casual attitude toward worship, so it's no surprise that people don't believe. Why would they? Response 551. All of the above. Response 552. All of the above. Response 553. All the above. Response 554. All of the above. Response 555. All of the above and catechize. There are generations that have failed to be properly catechized. If it wasn't for my parents, I'm not sure where my siblings would be. The church has failed to adequately teach the faith, instead seemingly giving in to popular culture in a number of issues. James Martin. Our youth are intelligent and thirsting for what is true, good and beautiful. Feed them instead of encouraging sinful behavior. I was educated in Catholic institutions through college, and unfortunately, I learned nothing about the truth in these institutions. We need our shepherds to lead. Response 556. High Latin Mass at 9 a.m. in every parish. Response 557. Reintroduce to the faithful their acts of sacrifice are required for a worthy offering and communion. Response 558. Restore the Latin Mass. Response 559. All above, if I have to choose only one, then eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion or give them gloves or something so they don't touch the Holy Eucharist. But all other above together would make a bigger impact on people. Response 560. All of the above. Response 561. Definitely all of the above. Response 562. All the above should be applied. Also, I want to attend Latin Mass, but it is not offered in the area where I live. Response 563. Increase the fast to 3 hours or more. Response 564. Bishops and priests have to walk the walk by leading by example with courage and humility. The rest will then fall in line. Response 565. Focus on the miracles associated with the Eucharist, please. Response 566. Remove Vatican II. Read the thesis.us. Response 567. Return to Catholic social teaching and stop right-wing rhetoric. Response 568. The importance of receiving on the tongue. Response 569. All off the above. Response 570. All of the above are number one. Response 571. Apologize for withholding the real presence during COVID, but not to rabidly pro-abort Catholic politicians. Response 572. I can't choose among number 1, 4 and 6, all three need to be done. But if they do number 1, then maybe number 4 and 6 will follow, because who wants to receive on the tongue from a Eucharistic minister, and of them who wants to give the Eucharist that way? And obstinate sinners won't want to kneel, or kneeling will bring them to their senses. Response 573. Restoration of rite and reverence by clergy, reverent reception by entire church. Response 574. All of the above. Response 575. I believe the TLM would fix everything that's wrong with the Catholic Church. I no longer attend Mass in the St. Cloud Diocese because of its irrelevance. The NO leaves me cold. I have considered a move to the SSPX. The more I think about it, the more I justify it. What's happening to faithful priests and bishops because of our current vicar's ideology is appalling. Response 507. Jesus also forgave the thief on the cross who knew nothing about him, except, apparently, what was said of Jesus on the street. Response 578. You want to torture and burn heretics. Shame on you. Response 579. Our diocese has great reverence and teaching. Response 580. All of the above. Response 581. All of these will have an impact, but even stronger than encouraging number 1, the USXC should make kneeling and receiving on the tongue the norm. People can stand if they cannot kneel and can revive in the hand if they are sick, but otherwise the new norm is kneeling, not standing, and in the tongue. Response 582. Reject new Mass and Vatican II. Response 583. All of these need to be done if anything is going to change. Response 584. Celebrating the TLM and teaching the faithful Catholic doctrine. Response 585. Use communion rails would be the hugest way to bring back reverence for the Eucharist. Response 586. All of the above. Response 587. I think encouraging reverence and events with catechesis as to why we should do these things as Catholics go hand in hand. If we don't teach the reasons and share how much our reverence pleases the Lord, Catholics will continue to treat the Eucharist without respect. Response 588. Allow the traditional Latin Mass to thrive in their diocese. Everyone benefits. Response 589. Our church needs to accept that it, especially the pastors, are in a maintenance mode. The old people do everything, lectors, EM, parish leadership, and there are no young people in the pipeline. I would recommend that the bishops take some bold action and create new parishes just for the young people. Provide a young priest and let the young people run the parish. If we don't do something different, we are going to be closing a lot of parishes in the next 5 years. Thank you for listening. Response 590. All the above. Response 591. All of the above. Catholics need it all. Response 592. You need to have an option for have attended the EF but no longer do so. We need living example of other Catholics, restored order of sacraments, and, most importantly, catechesis that integrates instruction in authentic virtue, not jumping straight to heroic virtue, but e.g. cardinal virtues in daily life, with the academic teaching of the truths of the faith. Response 593. It is a combination of kneeling and receiving on the tongue along with proper understanding on our faith and why we do what we do, the sacramental life catechized with love. Response 594. Actually, all of the above certainly apply. Response 595. All the above except the last, because of the times we are living in and the priest shortage, the only thing I suggest is to do everything in the church's grace to eliminate abuse, treat others the way you would want to be treated. In other words, treat our Lord with the purest of love. Amen. Response 596. While all are of some importance, catechesis and encouraging Eucharistic adoration are very, very important. Response 597. Support and encourage priests who are reverent and teach the truths of the faith instead of persecuting them and canceling them. Response 598. Honor and love our Holy Father Pope Francis. Don't talk bad about him, defend him as you would your own father. Response 599. All of these choices are important. Each one is necessary. None of them alone would improve belief, but if all were instituted, belief would follow. Response 600. Stop talking politics during homily. Response 601. Ban the Latin Mass and excommunicate Peter Kwasniewski. Response 602. Defend, promote, educate on, and personally offer the TLM. Response 603. Mandate at least one parish in every diocese to offer a daily traditional Roman Rite Mass, by a trained priest. Response 604. Encourage and support faithful, solid Catholic schools. Response 605. All of the above. Response 606. Number 1, with proviso from the domestic church is only possible if young married couples know and love their faith. Response 608. Emphasize the fact that the Eucharist is not a substance, but a person. Response 609. Bring back the traditional Mass as prescribed in Vatican II, which is different than what was implemented: kneelers, tongue, genuflecting, attire, head coverings, adoration, fasting, it's all in there and still the norm, not the exception. Response 610. Make sure priests do the red and say the black, and not deviate from or add to the text provided, also, ad orientem, and follow proper rubrics for all activity regarding the Holy Eucharist, including adoration. Response 611. There is number one solution. A combination of all of the above would be best. Response 612. There are few role models for people. We need holy men as priests who love and adore their God. Start there, the others will follow. The priest's reverence for the Eucharistic celebration, his attitude and leadership will have the greatest impact. Altar rails or not make little difference in desiring to receive the Eucharist. It comes from modeling, teaching and silence. Response 613. Restore ad oriental. Response 614. I believe that all of the above are important. Response 615. Everything is connected and important. Response 616. Seamless garment, bishops must believe and act like they do. Response 617. All of them are important. Response 618. Traditional Latin Mass. It teaches us all things necessary for profound belief in the real presence. Response 619. All of the above. Response 620. Eliminate homosexual clergy. Response 621. All of the above. Response 622. All of the above, seriously. All of them affect the others and are necessary. Response 623. Remind/educate lay people on the real presence. Catechism educates new Catholics, however older Catholics may not be aware, such as my 85-year-old grandfather. Also, no longer ministering communion in the hand. Response 624. All of the above. Response 625. Exclusive TLM, as before. Response 626. Stop pretending that you know why the universe exists. Response 627. Remove Jesuits, fake Francis, deep state. Response 628. Remind people to be in the state of grace. Explain what that means. Response 629. All of the above. Response 630. All of the choices in the last question. Response 631. Use scripture to support Catholicism. Remove the current pope who doesn't line up with biblical teachings. Response 632. All of the above. It's a package deal. You can't just focus on OE without all. Response 633. All of the above. Response 634. Get back to teaching the Baltimore Catechism. Response 635. Introducing daily prayer in the life of the laity. Response 636. All of the above. Response 637. Continue the old mass. Response 638. I couldn't choose one, they are all so important. I just want to add that having the laity receive under both species with all the other preconditions is just as important. Response 639. Reverence and truth of Catholic teaching. Response 640. Eliminate girl altar servers. More frequent benedictions and holy hours. Response 641. All of the above. Response 642. Set a better example. Start with above recommendation 2 and 3. Response 643. Options number 2 catechize, number 3 encourage reverence, number 4 withhold. Response 644. Better communication are needed, sermons a must, not 5-minute sermons. Response 645. Get to know the parishioners, learn who your flock is, those practicing and those not. Tell the people about all the Eucharistic miracles that have occurred. Response 655. Better publicize scientific findings of Eucharistic miracles. There are so many of them. The scientifically minded public will then pay attention. Response 656. I want to say to catechize the faithful, but the clergy needs to know how to do that. Response 657. All of the above exception people who cannot kneel should reverently receive our Lord standing and bow to our Lord. This standing and bowing to the back of the person in front of you is not the Lord. Response 658. All of the above. Response 659. All of the above. Response 660. Have pastors, bishops, and a pope that are holy men of prayer. Response 661. All of the above. Response 662. Teach deacons, priests, bishops, etc. to exhibit great reverence to Christ in the Eucharist. Response 663. Bring back the communion rails, that way the priest must give communion on the tongue while the person is kneeling, and no Eucharistic ministers are involved. Response 664. Only one. Response 665. Catechize and increase. Response 666. I would like confession to go back to confessionals. Response 667. All of above are valid. Response 668. Praying for this revival in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. Response 669. All of the above, plus grow some backbone and stand up for the authentic Catholic faith. Be courageous shepherds, not hired hands. Take your cues from Bishop Strickland and Archbishop Vigano, not the heretical men in the Vatican and in the Chicago Archdiocese. Stand up against these liars, brood of vipers, whitewashed tombs, etc. Don't join them. Response 670. Ditch N.O. Bring back Latin and tradition. Explain how powerful and pleasing to God it is. Response 671. Greater biblical reference. Response 672. All of the above period. Response 673. Emphasis sacredness of host. Response 674. Bring the TLM back weekly. Turn priest to the east. Response 675. Catechesis and reverence are equally important. Response 676. Give personal witness by a holy life, love and adoration of the Eucharist while catechizing the faithful during Mass about the real presence. Response 677. All of the above. Remind the bishops they have a holy vocation and are responsible for souls. They are not CFOs of a business. I have quit financially supporting my diocese. I do support my church because my priests are very reverent. Response 678. Items 2, 3, 4 above. Response 679. Stop worrying about your tax-free status and preach like God is speaking through his prophets. The hour is late. Stop pandering to the sinful politicians, stop blacklisting the good ones, Strickland, etc. Stand up against the chickums and the liberation theologists. Get that fire in your belly. Preach it, live it, mean it. Response 680. It must be made clear, public officials who reject Catholic teaching, withhold communion to public officials who reject Catholic teaching. It's becoming the old dime store thinking, of way back. Encourage more young men or boys to be servers at Mass. Women do not belong on the altar. I'm with the apostles, serving Jesus. Women have a place, and should not be forgotten. But I'm 87-year-old, I did serve communion, I read the readings at Mass. Now I look back, and wish our church would stand out more, in the Eucharist sacrament. I believe in parish retreats, done by exemplary priests, who can deliver the message of faith and communion, and everyday hardships, to lead a Catholic life. Many of us suffer internally because of needing guidance from a priest. If necessary, to be encouraged to see a Catholic counselor. We need more priests for sure, hopefully that will happen. We can study the saints' ordinary lives, leading us to heaven. Let's bring out these magnificent people more, times different from here, but just as, tell us more in the sermons, like Joan of Arc, and the politics of her death, besides the angel who spoke to her, how did those apostles meet death, in their old years, serving Jesus? How did St. Teresa of Avila, do what she did, crossing miles, on a horse or burro, meeting officials of the church? How she changed the order, on life in the Carmelites, I think. So much life we don't remember or hear of the apostles following Jesus after he left them, human stories, of our early church. Where? Why, we need more on the sacraments, especially preparing for it, in our hearts. Preparing for the future, as a Catholic. Facing all the political about life. Not to scare our weak Catholics, they don't need fright presently. But the outlook of happiness of a heart, loving Jesus. Weak Catholics can be encouraged back by the right words and actions of our clergy, and us in the pews. That is all I can contribute online right now. Thank you, Godspeed, happy to write this. Response 681. Keep the Latin Mass and stop dismissing good priests because they talk about all the above items. Response 682. All of the above. Response 683. Make sure priests and servers give the same reverence expected of us. Response 684. Restore and encourage TLM. Response 685. All of the above. Response 686. All of the above, but especially at communion rail, as less invisible fragments of consecrated host fall to the floor and are stepped on. Response 687. All of the above. Response 688. Reject Vatican II. Response 689. Catechize people on the Eucharist and encourage greater reverence, and, hopefully, the rest of the above will naturally follow. Response 690. Permit and establish the ancient rite, traditional Latin Mass, in low and solemn high worship ceremonies, in every parish church throughout the USA and the world. Furthermore, the bishops of USA should terminate the ministry of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, including delivery of the Holy Eucharist by such ministers in other, non-church settings. Priests, and men who are ordained in the priestly orders, should carry the true presence to the person in need of receiving it. Response 691. Return the kneelers, receive from a priest, on the tongue. Response 692. Do the first and others will follow. Response 693. No females in sanctuary. Response 694. Has to be a combination of receiving kneeling on the tongue from a priest only. Response 695. Make the TLM widely available, it will do the rest. Response 696. I think we have to go back to the absolute basics and start teaching about the Jewish roots of the Catholic faith, and then people must understand the entire Bible because it does an amazing job of telling the story and how people did not listen and continue not to listen. Do you have Cavins and Father? Mike Schmidt have done an amazing job with this Bible in a year and with the Catechism. Response 697. Returning the tabernacle to the altar and returning the priest to facing God. Response 698. Less rigid Mass liturgy, with extemporaneous encouragements to accept grace and reminders of why we are at Mass and what is happening, speak the words that Jesus is with us and longs for us to come to Him to be healed and made one, longer homilies about foundational topics, God's undeserved grace, His mercy and forgiveness, His joy in our salvation. Preach the gospel of our Lord who gave His life for us and restores us to our Father. Response 699. Every one of those items I want to check. The most imped is educating the faithful. I must comment on having EMs. Our parish only has the one priest. Each Sunday Mass, 4, is overflowing. He needs the help the EMs give. So although reception from a priest is preferred, it is not always practical. Response 700. Show us your own devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 701. All of the above. Response 702. Number 1 Catechism, followed by kneeling to receive, then work toward eliminating EMs. Response 703. More reverence from priests themselves when administering the Holy Eucharist. Response 704. Stop communion in the hand and no extraordinary ministers. Response 705. Put the Eucharist tabernacle back behind the altar where it belongs. The new Mass or Novus Ordo Mass is like the new Coke formula of 1985. It's not working out. We know it, they know it. No amount of rhetoric they say will get anything done. Response 706. This question should be multiple answers, tongue, withhold from public officials, eliminate extraordinary ministers. Response 707. They must lead by example and word and tell their priests to do the same. Response 708. Restore the traditional Latin Mass and eliminate Novus Ordo. The difference is clear and obvious. Noted when becoming fully Catholic in 1982. Not the Mass of my childhood when, due to family circumstances, I was only irregularly able to attend. Response 709. Dump this evil, liar Pope and make Bishop Vigano or a true Christian Pope. Response 710. If the priest was reverent, convinced, and convincing when handling the Eucharist, all of the issues above would be solved. Response 711. 1. It is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. 2. Priests that don't throw the Eucharist on the paten and hold it up with reverence, same with the precious blood. 3. Communion on the tongue. Response 712. Return to the traditions of Trent. Response 713. Do not take this survey or listen to the results as reported. Response 714. Seriously, why can't all of the above be done at once? Response 715. Only offer the Latin Mass. Response 716. Mandate, don't encourage, communion on the tongue while kneeling, and treat it as sacred holy relics are treated better than the Eucharist, and not giving to manifest public sinners. Response 717. All of these are so important, get rid of non-traditional bishops. Response 718. All of the above. Response 719. It can't be just one thing. First be welcoming and loving to each other. Then catechesis will have an effect. Response 720. All of the above. Response 721. All the above are required of all those who are Roman Apostolic Catholics. Response 722. Have the priest speak about the chaos in the church, honestly. Response 723. All of the above is necessary and will make a profound impact. Response 724. Catechize faithful and reverence are both very important along with adoration/benediction. Response 725. All of the above by returning to the traditional Latin Mass. Response 726. The use of the communion rail to receive communion on the tongue while kneeling while also eliminating extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Response 727. They need to strengthen their own faith so that others will be strengthened through them. We need our bishops and priests to be saints, not secular people with a collar. When they become holy, blessings will flow from them and we will become holy. Response 728. Teach what Jesus did. Response 729. Withhold the Eucharistic from anyone that you know who publicly and obstinately rejects Catholic teachings, even if they aren't public officials, but give scandal publicly in your own church community. Response 730. Return to the TLM so that all of the above are included. Response 731. Do not encourage. Response 732. Family formation. Response 733. Return to tradition. Admit that Vatican II was a disaster and return to the Catholic faith. Response 734. All the above. Response 735. All of the above and return to TLM. Response 736. Not fair to only mark one. By the way, I'm Byzantine. At Easter we approach the shroud on our knees. I do completely believe in the Lord's presence, but it's just hard to wrap my head around this. Response 743. Also, the Pope and bishops need to apologize to the failure during COVID as explained earlier. Response 744. Dress and behavior must be addressed for any other recommendation to take root. Of our Lord in the Eucharist is treated as he should be, all the other things will follow. Response 745. All of the above will happen with dropping the failed novice ordo and a return to the 43 missal TLM and virtue training. Response 746. Awesome chant or choral music of deep quiet reverence and number one on tongue and kneeling and only priest. Response 747. Stress to the faithful that they are consuming the living flesh of the same God, that they will stand before, to give an account of how they lived the life that he purposefully gave them. Response 748. Don't just encourage Eucharist to be taken on the tongue while kneeling, mandate it. Response 749. Teach in homilies. Response 750. Prove you'd be willing to die for Jesus. Live it. Response 751. All of the above. Response 752. Return to professing, teaching, and using the Catholic, pre-Vatican II, teachings and rites. Response 753. Train all priests to offer the traditional Latin Mass and make it available at all parishes. Response 754. All the above. Response 755. Taking the Eucharist to others has been my salvation to share with others. Response 756. Answers 2-4. Response 757. The traditional Latin Mass culture covers all of the above. Increase, permit, encourage the TLM. Response 758. All of the above. Response 759. Return to the traditional Latin Mass. Response 760. All of the above. Response 761. All of the above. Response 762. I think it will take a combination of the things you have listed. Response 763. All of the above are crucial. Response 764. All of these externals work together to increase faith amongst the faithful. One can't just change one thing and expect a different outcome. The priests must be well-formed, holy and reverent, and living saintly lives. Response 765. Bring back Latin Mass. Use FSSP priests to fulfill all Catholic issues, i.e. Mass, Confession, Communion, etc.